Eating disorders are serious conditions that can have a profound impact on your health, your emotions, and your ability to function in day-to-day life. Most eating disorders usually focus on weight, body shape, food, or a combination that leads to dangerous eating behaviors. Many people with eating disorders don't get adequate nutrition and can end up with serious health issues and other diseases. If you're suffering from an eating disorder and want to know if online therapy is a viable treatment option, keep listening to get the information you need. Before we explore eating disorders, it's important to recognize the difference between eating disorders and disordered eating. An eating disorder is a serious mental illness that needs treatment and support for recovery. Disordered eating is a broader term used to classify those who have an unhealthy relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. Disordered eating can include strict rules regarding food or exercise, constantly trying different diets, intense guilt and shame around eating, self-worth based on their ideal body shape or weight, and other related behaviors. While disordered eating may not seem as serious as an eating disorder, it's one of the most common risk factors for developing an eating disorder and to create a positive and healthy relationship with food. Most eating disorders can be described as having symptoms of overeating, undereating, and/or purging. Each eating disorder has its own unique symptoms and behaviors that distinguish it from others. Here are the few most common. Binge eating disorder, BED. Binge eating disorder is characterized by eating too much food on a regular basis. When you have BED, you may continue eating long after you feel full, often to the point of discomfort or even nausea. Binge eating disorder can occur in people of all weights and sizes. Anorexia nervosa. Anorexia is characterized by an intense fear of weight gain and an unhealthy and distorted perception of weight. Having an abnormally low body weight is common for people with anorexia, and they'll often severely restrict caloric intake or misuse diet aids, laxatives, diuretics, enemas, or exercise excessively. Bulimia nervosa. Bulimia is a condition that is characterized by episodes of binge eating followed by purging. Many people with bulimia may have a normal weight but believe they are overweight and fall into a cycle of binging and purging to try to keep their weight under control. Not all eating disorders have the same signs and risk factors, but there are some signs that are evident in most, including having a body weight that is abnormally low or high, the desire to eat secretly or alone, having an irregular diet, obsessed about losing or gaining weight rapidly, focused on their physical appearance and other people's perception of their appearance, using the bathroom frequently after meals, and feeling shame or guilt around eating habits. Eating disorders tend to respond well to a handful of therapies, including cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, dialectical behavioral therapy, DBT, emotion-focused therapy, EFT, and family-based treatment, FBT. Cognitive behavioral therapy is a method of treatment that can help with a range of psychological issues by teaching people how thoughts, emotions, and behaviors are connected. The idea is to learn how to restructure thoughts to support more productive and healthier feelings and actions. Dialectical behavior therapy is similar to CBT, but focuses on addressing intense emotions that lead to self-harm or other self-destructive behaviors. DBT uses CBT techniques combined with acceptance and mindfulness strategies to get results. When emotion-focused therapy is used, a person will learn how to manage their emotions instead of trying to control what they eat in an effort to cope. The stages in EFT include stabilization, integration, and consolidation. In family-based treatment, parents are empowered to take responsibility for the management of their child's eating disorder. The three phases include getting support to reestablish normal eating patterns, carefully giving control of eating back to the child, and working through underlying issues to help the child establish a new identity. With modern technology, it's possible to provide therapy online for many issues, including eating disorders. Here's some of the pros and cons of online therapy, so you can decide for yourself if it's a viable option. Pros: it's easier to schedule online appointments as you don't have to consider travel time. you can attend a session from just about anywhere that has an internet connection and some privacy. Texting your therapist is an online option that provides more privacy and flexibility. You can text your therapist when you need to. Many people find it less intimidating to discuss their eating disorder through video instead of physically going into an office. It's also possible to be part of an online group. Cons. Online therapy may limit some of the nonverbal elements of communication, like body language. Potential technical issues could cause you to miss appointments or disrupt sessions. Some people may feel less accountable for their actions when they're not attending therapy in person. Although, if you're comfortable with technology and find a connection with speaking to people online, then it's worth trying online therapy for eating disorders. As long as you're a willing participant and make a pledge to yourself that you're going to follow the same protocols and guidelines that you would in person, then there's no reason why online therapy won't be successful. For many people, the flexibility of online therapy offers greater benefits as they end up missing fewer appointments. Be sure you give careful consideration to the level of support and the accountability you need to make progress, and be honest with yourself before making a decision. Regardless of whether you decide to try online therapy or not, keep in mind that your health is always the top priority. If you're restricting your food intake or binging, it's important to seek medical attention. If you experience symptoms like chest pain, ankle swelling, shortness of breath or chest pressure, feeling lightheaded for an extended period of time, fainting, irregular heartbeat, confusion, blood in your vomit or stool, or experience seizures, seek emergency medical care immediately. If you'd like to learn more about online therapy for an eating disorder, book an appointment with one of our therapists today. This article was narrated by Greg Rennie and supported by Focus Mental Wellness. Focus helps Canadians connect with licensed therapists online across Canada. Book an appointment today to discover how Focus Mental Wellness can help you manage anxiety and stress so you can start living a happy and healthy life. Live better with Focus. Go to focusmw.com. That's focusmw.com.